Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 conference call of Best Agrolife Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Vimal Kumar, Managing Director, Mr. Surendra Sai, Head of Strategy and Overseas, and Mr. Vikas Jain, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. Vimal Kumar for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. I welcome all to the Quarter 4 and Financial Year 2025 earnings call. Thank you all for joining today's call. Agrochemical industry in India is in need of transformation. Unseasonal rains, sudden climate changes, unusually hot weather are impacting the crops in a way that are unexpected. Farmers in India continue to be dependent on rainfall irrigation. A farmer first spends on agriculture inputs using credit, but how much the farmer can earn from the crop is not predictable. This unpredictability impacts the complete ecosystem associated with agriculture. These are the facts. In this challenging environment, we are working to achieve business predictability by introducing farmer-oriented products. Our aim is to release 3-4 patented products every year. Products that are farmer-oriented and will earn the trust by farmers. Our research and development is working with the mission of creating the best brand. Best Agrolife will continue to focus on product innovation for brand business. This quarter, we have reduced our costs, changed our credit and return policies, and improved the operational efficiency in our brand business. We have reduced our Quarter 4 loss as compared with Quarter 4 of last year, 2024. Our loss has been reduced from 92 crore in Quarter 4, Financial Year 2024, to rupees 20 crore in the Quarter 4 of Financial Year 2025. We are on turnaround path in our financial and operational performance. We expect to see benefits of our operational and business improvements. We hope to see good results in the coming year with the new challenges in forecasting sales demand, our inventory management, and new sales policies. In the full year, we have improved our gross margin from 24.7% to 29.5%. This is a reflection of our commitment to sustainable growth with focus on inventory management. We have reduced our inventory position by rupees 185 crore, an improvement of 19% year-on-year, and reduced our working capital by rupees 146 crore, which is a 54% year-on-year improvement. This year, we improved our operating cash flow position to rupees 192 crore, which is a 540% improvement from last year. We have also reduced our total borrowing by rupees 161 crore, which is an 25% reduction from last year, which is a significant amount our borrowing had reduced. Sales return has always been a challenge, major concern in the agrochemical industry. For the FY 25-26, we have introduced strategic sales policy designed to drive demand of our specialty products. We expect to see a reduction in our sales returns. At the same time, we are actively monitoring the demand and supply. We expect to drive profitability and accountability across the sales channel with our new changes. Field trial of our patented product Showdown has earned very good feedback from farmers across India, and we have officially launched this product. Showdown is a combination of haloxifob and amizathapar and is a powerful weedicide for use in crops like groundnuts and soybean. We have aligned our backward integration by producing the technical haloxifob in our Gajrola plant. Building on this momentum, we will be launching two more patent products. One is an advanced insecticide brand name Best Man, which is a combination of fipronil, abamectin, and tolfenpyrad, is an SC formulation. This product controls aphid, thrips, and fruit borer. This is a single-shot solution for important crops such as chili. We will also be launching another powerful insecticide, Phytagin, which is a combination of CTPR, imamectin, and fipronil in a GR formulation. For this formulation, I mentioned in last two earning calls also that we are going to launch, so this time we have launched this product also. This product is for sucking pest and borrower in crops such as paddy and vegetables. Like this, we have many more in the pipeline with the CTPR combination, as I said many times in the call. This is one of that. Moreover, we will be launching an exciting range of organic fertilizer and biostimulants. These products represent the next wave of our research-driven approach and are designed to support farmers in achieving higher yield and support sustainable farming practices. Our dealers, distributors, and farmers are requesting us for new product that can solve their multiple problems with one shot, for which Best Agro is famous in the farming community. We will keep up with our commitment to delivering 3 to 4 cutting edge patented crop protection solution every year. Our technical research and development team has taken up the challenge of fully backward manufacturing of new herbicide. We were the first in India to develop fully backward production of difenthrone, which was a core technical in our brand Ronfen, our first patented, which we launched in 2022. We will soon be the first to make fully backward topramezone herbicide also. This year, we are planning to brownfield expansion of our technical plant with a capex investment for the project will be tuned to 90 crores. We will strategically expand our R&D capabilities with new product release. We will be committed to developing safe product for the benefit of the farmer and the environment. In summary, at Best Agro Life Limited, we are well positioned to expand our combining innovative products, regulatory momentum, and strategic partnerships. Our commitment to never chemistries, patents, and brand business will lead us forward. As we look ahead, we are fully aware of the short-term headwinds that we are facing, but we are equally confident in our ability to weather these challenges. Despite the fluctuation in financial performance, we continue to focus on a long-term sustainable growth. Our commitment to innovation, strategic investment, and customer-centric approach remains strong than ever. We are confident that the foundations we are laying today will enable us to achieve sustained profitability and create value of our shareholders, customer, and employees in the years to come. In our slogan, we always say farmer first, always in best. Thank you once again for your attention, and we look forward to addressing your question. Thank you very much. Now I hand over to Mr. Vikas. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us with us today. Let me start by sharing the financial performance for the fourth quarter of FY25. Revenue from operations for Q4 stood at Rs. 274 crores as compared to Rs. 135 crores in Q4 FY24, reflecting a year-on-year increase of 103%. This increase was due to the fact that in the previous year, which is Q4 FY24, due to unfavorable seasonal conditions, Rabi season was a total failure. However, this quarter has been a mixed bag. We saw that market conditions were more challenging than what we had anticipated, particularly in terms of demand in certain key segments, such as cotton, where the acreages were lower, and also there were issues with the chili produce price that impacted the company's performance. However, as Vimalji in his speech mentioned, despite the numerous challenges faced throughout the year, we have delivered an improvement in our financials and operational performance for Q4 FY25. Our focus initiatives on cost optimization, strategic restructuring, and enhancing operational efficiency have yielded an encouraging results, leading to a significant reduction in losses. From a negative EBITDA of 67 crore in Q4 FY24, to a positive EBITDA of 4 crore in this current quarter, we improved the results of Q4 performance. Previously, our Q4 FY24 PAT was negative at Rs. 72.5 crores, as against a reduced loss of 21.6 crores in this current quarter. Despite these challenges, we remain optimistic about our strategic direction. The direction is to invest in building a stronger brand presence in the key long-term priority for the company, and we believe it will position us for sustainable growth in the future. While these investments have contributed to short-term cost pressures, they are essential to our brand focus model. Looking at the full year performance of FY25, revenue from operations was 1814 crores, which is 1814 crores, as compared to 1873 crores in FY24. We saw revenue growth coming from a strong performance in the branded sales. The volume growth in branded sales was 14%, but due to the price decline in various non-patented portfolio, the overall revenue from branded sales was flat at rupees around 1190 crores. Branded sales was a primary revenue generator when compared to the institutional sales segment, contributing in a ratio of 66-34, marginal change from the previous year, which was close to 64-36%. This shift towards branded products reflects our strategy to focus on premium value-driven offerings that cater to ever-evolving market needs. For FY25, EBITDA stood at Rs. 200 crores as compared to 225 crores in FY24. The contraction in EBITDA is mainly attributed to the increased cost associated with the strategic pivot to branded products. This transition involved higher employee cost, particularly as we expanded our marketing sales and especially the geographical expansion in South, and the support team to manage the growing brand portfolio. In addition to this, other operating expenses also rose due to the incremental travel and marketing costs as we scaled our market presence and engaged more actively with our customer base across various regions. The focus on the branded sales has led to improvement in margins from 24.7 to 29.5%, and this is likely to improve further in coming years. Cash flow from operations saw a drastic improvement from Rs. 35 crores in FY24 to 228 crores in FY25. This led to a reduction of our short-term borrowings from 670 crores to 453 crores. Based on our learnings from the years that have gone by, we have done various changes to the policies to improve the performance for 25-26. We will continue to concentrate on the branded business and improve our gross profits. We have a strong patented product portfolio as of today, and as has been discussed, we'll be launching another 3 to 4 products this year. In addition, we'll also be launching a range of biostimulants. We are on the course of cost optimization drive for financial year 25-26. Our investment last year in brand focus has helped us to create a brand pull. We would now be spending much lesser this year. Also, we are restructuring and merging various regions so as to reduce our OPEX. Additionally, we have made several changes in our policies for majority of our products to reduce the sales returns. Our key focus would also be to reduce the working capital cycle and especially within better inventory management. Once again, thank you for being with us today. We look forward to your continued support as we move ahead with our transformation. I now hand over to Mr. Sai for updates and concluding remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I am pleased to give you an update on the progress in our international efforts and the strides we are making to build our presence overseas. We have made progress in expanding our portfolio across countries, such as Vietnam, Sudan, Australia, EU region, Guyana, Bolivia, Thailand, Cambodia, Mexico, Taiwan, Mauritius, and Sri Lanka. We have started our exports to Africa, showcasing early traction in the MENA region. International customers in countries such as Sri Lanka, Vietnam, Thailand, and Bolivia are interested in our patented products, and they are interested in going ahead with the registration of these specialized products. Also, we see significant amount of interest in our own nano urea formulation. This year, we were granted an international patent in the OAPI group of nations for Ronfen. Additionally, collaborations will play a key part in our international expansion. This year, as we had already previously stated, we had signed a MOU with Shanghai Yichang Chemical Company Limited, based out of China. And this was aimed at exploring joint registration, opportunities, potential partnerships, and an exchange of technical know-how. I am pleased to give an update that early work on intermediate collaboration is in progress for the technical manufacturing. Likewise, our R&D in the fully backward technical manufacturing is progressing well with pilot production of newer chemistry-based herbicides and fungicides. Based on the good progress in the technical manufacturing and R&D efforts, we are now going ahead with our 90 crores brownfield expansion at the Gajraula plant. This primarily will lead to us having 3 functionally separate blocks for the production of insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides. After the success of our fully backward manufacturing of diphenthron, the plant is now on plan to develop a fully backward process for the manufacturing of high-value herbicides, the first of which, as Mr. Vimalji already mentioned, will be topramazole. Meanwhile, while we focus on our India operations in the short term, we believe overseas market is an important lever for us in the medium to long term. Specialty formulations, newer chemistry-based fungicides and herbicides will be our products for the overseas market. Thank you again, once again, for your attention, and we all look forward to addressing your questions. I now hand over to the event moderators.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Hemant, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Yeah, my first question is regarding this patent which we received for Ronfen in Africa. So what kind of revenue we are expecting in FY26 for this product?
Yes. While we have got the patent for Ronfen in Africa, I would like to advise that this will take a time for registration. As you know, there are two types of registrations. One is a equivalent of what is called as a Me Too registration, and another is what is called as a newer chemistry registration or a newer formulation registration. Patented products and formulations like Ronpen fall into the category of newer chemistry, and which have a longer duration of time frame for regulatory approvals. Hence, this will take at least a couple of years before we see the revenue stream from product like Ronpen in Africa.
Okay. And regarding the sales return that we had in FY 24 and 25, number is too big. So what kind of policies we have this year so that we can decrease those sales returns?
So we have made a couple of changes. So as you know that we have grown pretty fast in last 2 years and our increase our brand sales tremendously. So whatever we have understood in these 2-3 years, we have changing a little bit of policies. For example, there were close to 50-60 specialty products where we had, based on whatever seasonal condition in last 2 years, might have taken a little higher sales return. But this year we have put certain restrictions that we are not going to take more than 5%, and accordingly have planned our numbers with the sales team to say that, okay, the demand planning would be much better so that our sales return would be much lower. So this is one. And secondly, few of the key products also we have put under cash sales, which were having certain issues with respect to undercutting in the market. This also will help in reducing the sales return. So these policies we have done for the current year.
Are we planning for any additional incentives for dealers to reduce these numbers?
So it doesn't depend upon the incentives to dealers. So rather it will depend upon the work which we put along with the farmer. So we have close to a huge number of field staff or the demand generation executives, what we call. So their primary task is to go and educate the farmers. And once the farmer is educated and there is a demand which is created, the sales team will accordingly do the sales. So this combined effort will help in much reduced sales return.
Okay. Sir, and one number was surprising to me when I saw today's presentation. The patented revenue for this year is only 357 crores. So is that number correct?
Yes, so our patented products is close to that number, correct?
If I am not wrong, we were expecting around 300 crores of revenues from Ronpen itself. So then why this kind of less revenues there for patented products?
So Ronpen, as I mentioned in the previous year, there is certain pockets. One is that the cotton acreages itself had went down by 30-40%. So there was a huge reduction in the cotton acreages in the last year. That was the main reason because of which the Ronpen sales were lesser as compared to what you thought. But this year we see that the acreages are increasing compared to last year. So we are hopeful that this year we should be coming back to much higher numbers for the patented products.
And one last question from my side. In Q1 and Q2 last year, we had high cost inventory. Is that fully completed now?
So last year, when we started, there was a big issue with the China dumping in India market, and there were many products where the cost had gone down by 30-40%. But this year, when we begin, there are hardly any such dumping what we see. There might be some smaller reduction here and there.
I'm not asking about that dumping. In the Q1 and Q2 last year, we had high cost inventory in our books, which was sent to the dealer. But few sales items were there, right, in Q3 and Q4. So did we get those high cost inventories back to our books? That's the question.
Okay. So whatever returns we had, so mostly it is from the patented products, and those patented products was always at our lowest cost only. We didn't had the correction was mostly from the specialty or the generic products where the price had corrected. So we don't face that problem because mostly the returns were from the patented product and it is not at high cost.
Okay. And what kind of numbers we are looking for FY26?
So we are not giving any prediction with respect to what percentage increase we want. Rather, our main focus this year would be with respect to the profitability, improving the gross margins and reducing our cost and improving our cash flow. So the concentration is more on the bottom line.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Vansh, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Vansh.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the what sort of revenue contribution do we expect from our additional launches, the new two products that we are plus the 3 to 4 patent target that we have. What sort of additional contribution and profit, you know, do we, you know, see in the future?
Yes, Mr. Vansh. Thank you for the question. In fact, which we are launching this year, more 3 product, which is our patent. Any product which we start in a first year, revenue didn't come like in 3 digits. It will come on 2 digits only. But we are trying, and our target is to achieve with this 3 product. Hello.
Yeah, please continue.
Yeah. So this 3 product will give us near about 150 crore additional revenue for first year that we are expecting. But in general, any product like we launched first year, our product Ronfen was also like less than 50 crore. Then next year it was 100 crore. This year you can say near about 150 crore. So each year it grows according to the market potential. But these 3 product are can be very big product for next 3 year, after 3 year. But right now only we can say this year we are expecting for 3 combined product 150 crore for the revenue.
Yeah, thank you. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, Bimal ji, Vikas ji, Saitan, and thank you for hosting the call and addressing the question and addressing us with the input. Sir, firstly, if we take the Q-on-Q performance, we see in the P&L line item, the other expenses line item showing a significant decrease. So if you could just give what kind of comparison should we draw Q-on-Q basis, because the revenue has been flat, but December versus March quarter, I'm just alluding to the consolidated financial results. So firstly, if you could just explain to us how comparable are these numbers.
So you're talking about Q1, Q2 or Q3 and Q4?
Q3, Q4,
right? So Q3, Q4, even though revenue is flat, so other expenses, the majority number which is included is the marketing expenses. And in that marketing expenses also, their major expenses is because of the demand generation executives, the off-role employees. Now what happens is, since it's a seasonal business, so there is higher demand of these executives during the season, and based on the requirements, these people are reduced as and when the season is not there. So the majority expenses goes higher and lower based on that, and since Jan to March is the most lean season, the number of employees for the executives will be much lesser. And also, as we mentioned, that based on whatever learnings we had, we are trying to restructure our regions and the areas. So we had restructured various regions wherein which based on our expectations were not performing. So we had merged those regions and reduced our headcount as well. So that is the reason you see much lower other expenses in Q4 as compared to Q3.
But sir, when we take this number for a year as a whole, although our top line has remained flat or reduced, but this line item has moved up significantly from 151 crore to 224 crore. So with the type of cost optimization you have spoken, what should we look into this going ahead? If you could just throw some light. And also one point was about the Forex impact also. How have Forex impacted the P&L for this quarter and year as a whole? If you could just outline these two factors.
So for this, coming to the increase in other expenses compared to last year, so as we mentioned that because we had launched 4 patented products, so there is obviously initial higher marketing cost and the branding expenses because you need to launch these products across India, and that was the reason that our cost was higher. Also, we were setting base in various regions which we were not present earlier, and we had hired a lot of people last year. This is also one of the reasons that our expenses was higher. With respect to Forex, yes, because of volatility between from November till just about February, there was a lot of volatility in Forex, and we had incurred for almost about 10 to 12 crores per annum, which also is included in other expenses.
Right. So when investors look at companies or sectors, there are factors which we investors also need to understand, wherein we can model out how the working of the sector and the company in specific will be. So taking into account the type of lumpiness in the numbers, the nature, agri nature of the industry wherein we operate, and if you refer to the previous calls also, we have fallen short of in various aspects for whatever good or bad reason. What should exactly investors be looking forward for from the management in terms of the operational and financial performance for the current year, if you would have definitely budgeted and worked out, which is achievable taking into account the exigencies of the businesses?
So just few points. One is with respect to the projections and our actual results. So one is because we have put ourselves a very high expectation that we want to grow pretty fast, and obviously we are on that course. There might be chances that okay, we might miss the number because our number or the projection itself are very high. So many companies which would have taken close to 5-7 years to achieve similar kind of numbers, we are trying to achieve those in 2-3 years. So now that we have found that base in last 2-3 years, wherein we are able to put our brands and we are able to put the entire setup, we are confident that going forward our numbers would be as a year-on-year or quarter-on-quarter will be much better. So last 2 years, obviously, as you would have seen, our branded business has grown from almost 400 crores to 1,000 crores. So you might see certain hiccups where our projections are pretty high and there might be some shortage here and there. But with respect to agribusiness, again, few points is the whole USP for us is we are launching with various patented products. So as and when the company grows, and if you are only stuck with only specialty or generic products, then it becomes difficult to grow in this business. But since we are growing, since we are launching various patented products, we are actually capturing market share of various MNCs. So this will help us grow and also to avoid this seasonal factors, because once you have more patented products, the acceptability of the brand by the farmers once it is established it becomes easier to grow for next year, which is not the case with generic or the specialty products. So yes, we are in the seasonal business, but the answer to is that this, the patented products, these are main strategy wherein we want to grow pretty fast and also not to deviate from these, not to have issues with the seasonal conditions.
Sir, a small point and then I'll join the queue. Sir, we are already two-thirds into the first quarter of the current financial year. And also we have seen that monsoon's advent has been a week or 10 days earlier when it had hit the shore for Kerala and the southern region. So taking these the factors into the premises, are we in line with what we have anticipated for the Q1, at least in terms of what we have planned? Are things in the right direction, or here also there we are, how are we positioned in terms of, since we are almost done two-thirds with the quarter?
This is the time May, or rather I said end of May is the time where the big flow of placements and sales will start. So yes, we are geared up and almost the entire factory is working full-time. The warehouses have been sent all the material. So, and the good part is that the season is good. So once the season is good, so you can assume that the sales also will happen. So there's no specific number which we can give, because as you mentioned that we have done some changes to our policies wherein we don't want to come to a situation where we push too much and then take back later on. So there might be a situation wherein, okay, we are selling, but suppose some sales which we are supposed to do in June might come in July, or based on seasonal condition might happen in June as well. So we are tracking it on daily basis, and since the season is good, rest assured that the numbers also will be good.
Right, sir. And sir, can I take one more question about the finance cost? That has also moved up for this financial year on a consolidated basis. It is up to 107 crore from 82 crore. So as of now, sir, what is, I think, to be, what should be our net debt and the cost of fund? I think so it is only the working capital requirement that we have, that is in foreign currency.
So last 2 years, because of various reasons, especially the seasonal conditions, we have been having pretty high working capital, especially the inventory. But as you saw that just about the March end, our inventories were lower by 185 crores and even our borrowings were lower. So the present borrowings, what you see will mostly remain, the lower number what you see will mostly remain, because we will need that for our growth. So our loan borrowings have gone down by more than 100 crores. So the present borrowing will remain for this year, and accordingly the finance cost also will go down.
Sorry, sir, I mentioned the number.
Cost of capital is between 9.5 to 10%.
Okay. Sir, I have mistaken in mentioning the finance cost at 176 crore. So it is similar to the last year levels only. It was the employee cost, I think, so I just mistaken the number. So
yeah,
this should remain flat only, sir, because quarterly run rate is 17 crore.
Yes,
so,
yes, it will remain flat.
Correct, sir. And sir, lastly, about the brownfield expansion and the money which we have put in 90 crore, Sainsar was mentioning about it. So what will we be achieving through this 90 crore investment in terms of the top line? And if you could just allude this brownfield expansion, and what is the capex that we have outlined for the current year?
So the overall project cost is 90 crores, and this will mostly start within a month or so, and it will take close to 1 year or so to complete. So the effective generation or revenue or on the profit will start only from
26-27. Okay,
Saket, yeah. I would request you to please join back the queue.
Yeah, yeah. That is answering. I'm just listening, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, so with respect to top line, what I can mention is the products what we are planning to manufacture there will the revenue and the EBITDA will be much higher than the average what we have presently. So so this obviously will be increasing our EBITDA percentage overall.
Right. I'll join the team, sir, for the follow-up.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and fairness to others, we request you to restrict to 2 questions per participant and rejoin the question queue. The next question comes from the line of Sanjay, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Sanjay, please go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, look, congratulations on good operational numbers compared to last Q4. The numbers have been better. My question is about in Q4, what were the contribution from the export revenue? And how are we seeing export doing in Q1 and Q2 of this FY26?
Yes, please. So I am happy to say that, you know, we started our exports. Currently, we have had a few smaller orders. So the range of exports currently, the order value that we are seeing is in the range of around $250,000. There we have completed 2 consignments. We are expecting another consignment in the order range of around $150,000. These are initial and starting steps. Over a period of time, we will obviously see a good amount of traction based on the fact that, you know, the quality of the products that we have sent has been accepted and been appreciated. There will be a larger amount of exports which will kick in when we are able to send across more of our specialized products. And the work for that in terms of getting the registration is the ongoing process, which we had mentioned that over a range of countries, the registration work for our specialized products is what we are looking for. I might take a special mention of a couple of countries that where we have seen a good amount of attraction. The first is the Vietnam and the second is Sri Lanka. In both these countries, our partners have shown significant amount of interest in registering our patented formulations to be able to take across in these countries. And they are willing to be able to fund the complete registration process itself, which, if I may say so, is significant when these are not of the Me Too variety. That said, when it comes to the actual numbers and what we sort of expect in this year and in the next year, that will slowly grow over a period of time while we take the low-hanging fruits of the using the existing registration for exports. The higher value registration of the patented and specialty product will kick in over a period of time.
Okay. This time, I think you are not planning to give any guidance. That's what I'm hearing from your call. But considering now almost 2 months are over and the monsoon has started early, are you seeing that Q1 and Q2 is going to be better than last financial year's Q1 and Q2?
Yes, Q1 and Q2, based on seasonal conditions we see as of now, looks to be good. And as we mentioned, based on whatever we have had in our previous years, we are concentrating more with respect to quality sales, especially with respect to our patented products, to avoid sales returns and to reduce our costs. So yes, our team is geared up and already all the infrastructure with respect to inventory and warehouses and the sales which are already started happening. So we see a good Q1, Q2 numbers.
Yeah, and my last question is about we have launched Shutdown recently. Was there any PR or done or it was just launched and so any PR was done and new products now you are going to launch. So are we going to launch any products in Q1 and Q2 or it will be in Q3 and Q4?
So as we speak, Shutdown must be sold from our warehouses as of now. So Shutdown is was one herbicide which we were not having in our portfolio and it was a pretty big market. So Shutdown is being presently sold from our warehouses, and other two products, Bestman, will also come by Q2, and Fetagen will take a little more time, possibly in Q3 or Q4.
All right. Thank you very much, and all the best for the FY26. I'll be back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ankur Agarwal from RC Business House Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Morning, sir. In financial year 22-23, we are from 18% margin in our balance sheet, and today we are on 11%. So this is any possibility in this year, 25-26, can we go to 18% mark?
Are you talking about EBITDA margin?
Yeah, EBITDA margin.
Yeah, so as I've been clearly saying that our target for 25-26 is clear to improve the profitability. So you will certainly see a drastic improvement in our EBITDA percentages this year. So the key would be the profitability, to improve our profitability this year.
Maybe 15%?
Sorry?
Better than 15%?
I would not want to give any specific number, but yes,
in the range of 15-18%, or maybe 11-12% or 13%.
Yes, it should be in that range of 15-18%.
Okay. And the volume increase, top end will be somewhere 20% improvement growth in top end?
Top line, clearly we are not giving any numbers to say what we would want to achieve, because we have done certain changes, so we would want to see how it happens this year. So we are pretty hopeful to say that we should not be having much sales return. So, and also based on the new products which we are launching, plus the biostimulants, we should see growth in our business this year.
Okay. Main focus in bottom line, to improve the bottom line this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Sir, 90 crore which you have mentioned about the CapEx, we have last year in the plant machinery, we have spent 21 crore and the previous year was 45 crore. And our property, plant and equipment is closing balance is 177 crore. So, can you give where this 90 crore figure has been subsumed? How much have been spent, and when will the entire amount be spent?
So, we have just about spent close to 7 to 10 crores. This will be extension in our existing plant in Gajrola, which is in UP. So we have a technical plant there. So these four products, the setup which we are going to do. So the base of 7 to 10 crores is just an initial expense which we have recently spent. The actual full-fledged will start only from, I can say, in the month of June, possibly mid of June or end of June. So we have not started it full-fledged. We got the sanction from a financing company, and start in June.
So how much will be spending this year on this 90 crore project, wherein you have spent 7? So balance 83 make kitna spend karenge abhi?
So if I go by the target, mostly we should be closing this completion by March or April. So it will take between 10 to 12 months.
Okay. And sir, when you look at this line item of right of use assets, these are any tolling services that we do, or what does this amount signify, a closing balance of 66 crore?
So, sorry, I missed your question.
Sir, in the non-current assets, we see closing balance of right of use assets. So are these any tolling activities that we do? What is the significance of this amount lying in the non-current assets?
So these are mostly during the acquisition what we had done for various entities last year in March 24 and before. So those had come along with those acquisitions.
And lastly, sir, can you, for investors, what should be, we look at the peer comparison. So in that space where we operate, where we compete with other listed players, who are our key competitors wearing a like-to-like comparison in terms of product profile can be made through? And also, sir, in terms of the raw material basket, what kind of integration do we have, backward integration currently, or are we in the process going ahead, and how are the raw material prices currently shaping, and the key ingredients for that?
So I'll answer the first question. So with respect to the kind of portfolio we have, most of it, we are gaining our market share from the MNCs, because those are the players who were having specialized products and a market was there. So we are getting from there. This would include various MNCs. Plus, if you see various Indian companies, almost it's not that it's a one-to-one comparison of just one or two companies, because each state there are different crops, and within that different crops there are different companies who are selling higher or lower. So we compete in each state differently with different companies. So almost if you take all the listed peers, they are our competitors in one or the other way, in one or the other state. So that's the peer comparison. For second question, Saiji will answer.
Yes, please. Your second point was, if I'm right, was regarding the cost of raw materials and its impact on us. So if I may say so, one of the key raw material providers was China, and it continues to be China in terms of the intermediates. Now, over the period, what we had seen was we had seen a significant amount of crash in the prices of both the technicals as well as the intermediates. This year, I would say somewhere between Q4 till now, what we are seeing is we have seen prices stabilizing, at least on the upward trend, but we do not see a much of a crash continuing, which we had seen previously. Now, that said, what we have been doing over the past couple of years has been to try and reduce our dependence on the China intermediates market. And this is an ongoing process. And when we had talked about a fully backward integrated technical manufacturing, which Mr. Vimalji and I had mentioned previously, we are 100% using raw materials and intermediates which are based out of India. So certain processes, we will try to be able to see how much we can be completely independent of intermediate market from abroad. At this particular point of time, what we'll be doing is we'll be working on producing these technicals primarily to be able to drive our brand business in terms of the patented and specialty products. But over a period of time, technical manufacturing unit will be able to produce more amount of technicals for global market, which is essentially aligned with our complete strategy of specialized materials for India market as well as for global overseas market.
What is the percentage of integration currently?
I would request you please join the question queue.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhijit Mitra from Ioneos Alpha Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. My question is more on the cash flows. If I see post-September, that is in the second half, it's almost a 400 crore release in receivables and a 100 crore release of inventory. So just, you know, wanted to understand that what kind of measures you would have taken to see this kind of significant release in cash flows in second half, and how much of that would sort of you feel can carry over, you know, how many of those measures can you carry over in the next year as well? So just your thoughts on them.
So I Abhijit, since I think beginning of the year, we had been discussing that we were beginning it was at pretty stressed level, especially the inventory also was at highest level and including the receivables. So
as the year went by, we had improved on and we had clearly given the guidance that the working capital will improve going forward, and that's what you saw, that throughout the year almost we had more than improvement by cash flow by 200 crores as compared to last year. Even presently what you see, still we feel there's a lot of scope, a good 20% or so reduction what we feel should happen throughout this year. This will unlock the cash flow further for this year as well. So with respect to receivables, yes, there might be certain times where we are a little higher or lower. Of course, when you're in brand tech business, based on the conditions, there might be certain receivables which might take time to recover also. But it is pretty clear that with respect to inventory, from this present number also, you will see a lot of improvement going forward. And the new policies which you are bringing for this year will certainly help.
Got it. And you know, just to confirm or sort of you know, few keeping questions, what was the final you know, sales return number for the full year, and what was the discount and rebates number for the full year, if you have those handy?
See, overall the sales return for this year was anywhere between 17% to 18%, and with respect to discounts and all, generally for this industry is between 12% to 14%. So that remains for us.
Understood. Great. And we can see a substantial reduction in this percentage of at least the returns over next year, right? Or I mean, in terms of
we are able to have a substantial reduction this year, which is written.
Okay. Any percentage that you have thought of, the 17.5 can go down to say 10% or, you know, 5% or any numbers that you sort of
just at the start of the season, we don't know how the market will perceive and what will happen. We want to be pretty agile to say what might happen, but we feel that the reduction should come, and because reduction should happen, that the goal of the company, that we want to come to a place where our returns are much lesser, because it creates a lot of issue with respect to inventory, with respect to cash flow. So reduction will happen. Now, what percentage, what thing we have to see this year.
Got it. Understood and appreciate. Thanks a lot and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
We take the last question from the line of Sanjay, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. In this last, I think, December, I think Q3, there were convertible warrants were issued about, I think, 31,25,000. And it was mentioned in the last release that about 25% of the warrant, the money was not received due to some technical issue. So is the money received completely? And what is the probability now we are seeing that remaining 75% of the payment will happen in this financial year, considering the market condition and the drastic reduction in the share price?
Yeah, so we have got commitment for 150 crores for the overall QIP, and the 25% of which was 37 crores, we received it fully, but there was some technical issue at that time from one or two of the investors, which we got after a week or so. So we got 25%. Now, as you rightly mentioned, there is certain challenges in the market wherein we cannot go and take the balance 75%, but as and when we feel there's improvement in the market, we'll certainly go back to our investors to take the balance to 75% as well.
Okay, so you are hopeful of closing this and getting the money raised in financial year?
Yeah, we should be hopeful to raise it this year.
All right. Thank you very much. All the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, with that, we conclude the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Surendra Sai for his closing comments.
Thank you very much for the question, and we hope that we were able to address the questions in completeness. Feel free to be able to reach out to us on our investor relationship channel for any follow-up and further questions. We will always be open to these. Q4 may be called as a cusp as we continue to focus on financial, brand, and sales discipline. Work on profitability, cash flows, inventory, and returns is what our direction will be for Q1, Q2, Q3, and Q4 of this year. If I may say so, today we are very positive on FY25-26 as we are affirmative on our disciplined approach, and yet we will continue to have an aggressive R&D and a product approach. Our products, we believe, are still valued by our customers, and they see a certain strength in the brand best. I will conclude that our commitment to our stakeholders is our primary goal, and we look forward to a very positive 25-26. Thank you very much. With this, we conclude.
Thank you. On behalf of Best AgroLife Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.